Blog Talk Radio.
Yahweh's second wonder. And one thing you got to know about these wonders, if you haven't been listening in, these wonders are one-time events, one-time situations. They're one-time exclusive. You won't find another moment like it. You won't find another man like it. You won't find another thing like it, because that is the magnitude of Yahweh's wonders. He has many miracles. many mighty acts, and he has many wonders. But his wonders, when you look at his wonders and weigh them out, you say, my goodness, it's only one of a kind. That's why you only see one David in the scriptures. It's only one David. I don't even know if you can even read it. Sometimes you can see a man named this, and then you see another man with the same name. But for myself, and I don't know everything, but I haven't read another man in these scriptures named David. I haven't read about another man in these scriptures named Moses. I haven't read in the scriptures about another man named Abraham. Now, when we get all the way to these times where we done read the book and we see our people and we start naming ourselves after our fathers, but in these times, scriptural time, we just don't see it. And so it was beautiful to see how Moses is a wonder, and we know there is no other Moseses. The Most High said he is a one-hit wonder. The Most High said himself, there would never be another prophet like this one. I would never, ever have another prophet like this one who speaks with me on a daily basis, apparently, who gets to see the actual glory of the Most High. And I never speak to him in visions and dreams. His whole life in serving the Most High from the time that Yah came to him until the time he died, he never had a vision and a dream where Yahweh was teaching him and speaking to him. The Most High dealt with him apparently face to face as he wrote and learned the laws of the Most High. He's a one-hit wonder. And then Abraham, the third wonder. That was so beautiful because the thing you have to know about these wonders as well, that what are these wonders? You will never understand these wonders without going back to the day of the week. The days of the week is the foundation of all Yahweh's wonders. You know why? Because it's only one first day. Like I said, all Yahweh's wonders are one hit. And it's one big hit that lasts forever. And that first day was one of the biggest wonders that you can talk about. That's why King David is one of the greatest men you can talk about. Because Yahweh has connected David and the wonders that he did with David, because David only was wonderful because of Yahweh's spirit, Yahweh raising him up, everything that Yah did with this man. He's even in the image of Yah, like Moray Isaiah brought out. But it all goes back to the day. It's only one day Yahweh said, let there be light. It's only one day, which is the second day, that Yahweh created the heavens. And these heavens are made wonderfully, and they are a wonder within itself. The earth, which he created on the third day, is a wonder within itself. And yes, everybody in the earth, even the heathens, the Gentiles, even our own people, we marvel at the wonders of the earth. The Grand Canyon, the beautiful rivers that was carved throughout the earth. These are all things that man look at and has still trying to comprehend. How did it happen? It took millions of years to do this. It took millions of years to do that. But Yahweh did it in one day. One day. It took no millions of years for Yah, because guess what? There's nothing too hard for our Yahweh. He proclaims that. There's nothing too hard for him. And he created the earth in one day. And Abraham the wonders that Yahweh did through Abraham, he connected it to that third day, the day the earth was brought forth. And why? The Most High said, all families of the earth shall be blessed through Abraham. All the families of the earth. So through blessing, Yahweh is bringing all the blessings through Abraham. All the blessings. Any blessings that's coming to any nation on this earth is through the blessing of Abraham and his seed. So I can understand why Yahweh has connected this wonder of Abraham. Do you know, and Abraham is the only man that you can read about that actually washed Yahweh's feet? That's got to be a wonder. You don't read seven men done did this thing. You don't even read two men did it. You only can read one that washed Yahweh's feet. You only can read about one man that made a meal for Yah. Told his wife to hurry up and go dress up this and let's get this done. Because we about to make a meal for Yah and Yahweh ate it. You can read sacrifices unto Yah. But all the sacrifices you read are burnt on the altar. But here it is, Yahweh ate a meal that this man and his wife prepared. And it was beautiful how Moshe Ishaya brought out this third wonder. And I'll tell you, this is one of my favorite subjects about these wonders. Because the Most High wants us to know his wonders. These wonders are for signs. All Yahweh's wonders are for signs. That's why you know the days, signs, because the days of the week, every day of the week is a wonder. It's a one-hit wonder, and it's only seven wonders. And any wonder after the end is connected to the original wonders, which is the 7 days of the week. And these wonders are for signs. All the days are a sign to something. And we've been bringing it out. Moriah Shia has been bringing it out all week. That the first day is a sign of his word, bringing in the light. Second day is a sign of his name. Moses brought his name to Israel. The third day represents Yahweh's messenger on earth. And the first messenger we can read about in these scriptures is Abraham. And the Most High solidified him with a sacrifice of a three-year-old lamb, three-year-old heifer. And you would never read that ever again in the scriptures. And I believe also when the Most High told him to sacrifice his son, he went to do that and pass the test. It was on the third day. Also show how the fourth represents Yahweh's praise. And what is praise? How you going to praise the Most High in the dark? You got to come out the dark into the light, into the beautiful sunshine, and praise the Most High. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, Yahweh's name is to be praised. The Most High created the light on the fourth day of the week, and the Most High has connected the wonder, his wonder, the children of Israel, a one-hit wonder, because guess what? There is no other nation of Israel. There will never, ever be another nation of Israel. They are a wonder of Yah. These people, the Most High has separated to himself for his glory, for his praise, to be a light unto the whole earth. And there is no other nation that he speaks of to do this with. Because they are his wonder. And it's beautiful because right after the Most High created the light, the sun, the moon, and the stars, which all represent his praise, then you had the fifth day, followed right in next. And then you have the sixth day. And of course you had a seventh, and it's all complete. But what I'm going to bring to you tonight, I'm going to bring to you the fifth wonder of Yahweh. I'm also going to bring to you the sixth wonder of Yahweh. And it's a blessing because if you go with me, Psalms 88, Psalms 88, verse 10 says, "Will thou show wonders to the dead? Shall the dead arise and praise thee?" Selah. And no, the Most High not showing nothing to the dead. And where is the dead? The dead is in a dark place. And it's a blessing because when you're in the land of the living, you can still be in the congregation of the dead, which means you're in the congregation of darkness where you cannot see the wonders of Yah. Shall thy loving kindness be declared in the grave, or thy faithfulness in destruction? Shall thy wonders be known in the dark, and thy righteousness in the land of forgetfulness? But unto thee have I cried, O Yah, and in the morning shall my prayer prevent thee. So yes, we're in the land of the living, and in the land of the living, we want to be able to see Yahweh's wonders. And this fifth wonder, how can you talk about the fifth wonder, Moray Naphtali? How can you talk about the fifth wonder without talking about the fifth day of the week? Go with me to the book of Genesis. See, once the Most High began to show you his wonders, then you can begin to appreciate his works. And here it is. Every day of the week go past us and we don't even acknowledge the wonders of the Most High. The first day we should be acknowledging the light of Yah. We should be teaching our kids about the light of Yah. And not just the normal light that everybody think they see, which they do. But the Most High is going to show you deeper about the wonder of his light. And this is when you begin to get into knowledge, wisdom, understanding, getting into the very laws of the Most High. The second day we should be looking at the heavens, marveling at Yahweh's wonder. Why is it blue? Why is it has a sapphire color? What did the Most High say about the heavens? Let me go in here and read about it. Oh, the Most High said the heavens is his throne. Oh, the Most High said, man, if I put my tithes here, open up the windows of heaven and pours out blessings. The rain come from heaven. Every day we should be praising Yah and acknowledging his wonders. In the book of Genesis, I want to show you this fifth day, what the Most High has shown us. If you go with me Genesis 1 verse 20. And Elohim said, "Let the waters bring forth abundantly You got to pay attention to certain words. This word abundantly wasn't used until you got to the fifth day. And you're going to understand why, and it's important to remember that word. He said, let the waters bring forth abundantly moving creatures that has life and fowl that may fly above the earth in the open firmament of heaven. And Elohim created great whales, every living creature that moveth, which the waters brought forth abundantly after their kind. And every winged fowl after his kind. And Elohim saw that it was good. And Elohim blessed them. And you got to understand, Most High, this is now he's talking about blessing. You don't read all the days of the week up until the fifth day. Now this word bless is being used. And when Yahweh blesses something, people, you know what comes after? Increase. That's what the blessing of Yahweh is. Whatever form it come in, it can come in gold, silver, or copper. It can come in knowledge, wisdom, or understanding. It can come in linen, cotton, or silk. However that blessing come, it's going to be an increase. Yahweh's blessings don't decrease. His blessings increase. Elohim blessed them, saying, be fruitful and multiply, and fill the waters and the seas, and let the fowl multiply in the earth. It's just, you hear this word, when you see blessing, these is the words that blessing is. Fruitful, multiply, fill, multiply again. Because that's what the blessing of Yahweh is all about, an increase. And we've been teaching people that that's what the fifth day represents. The fifth day represents, it's a sign of Yah's increase. And so when Yah begins to show you his signs and say, well, I'm going to give you the blessing of the fifth, well, then you're going to automatically know that, man, that's going to be a blessing of increase. And we're going to prove that to you. And then I want to read to you, because I'm going to be talking about both wonders. And before I get in that, I don't want to tip the hat and get in this too early. But I just wanted to show you that the fifth day, this is the day that Yahweh has abundantly created more things on this day than any other day of the week. This day represents his increase. And I prove to you further now, since you know the fifth day, since we're speaking of the fifth wonder, you can't speak about that without talking about the fifth day. And you can't speak about the fifth day without talking about the fifth commandment. Because Yahweh order is all throughout his book. In the book of Exodus, the 20th chapter, you're just going to see this fifth clear as the day is. Exodus 20. And you will see this in a 12th verse. If you know how to number, if the Most High has taught you how to number your numbers, the 12th verse. 12 is the order of what? Once you get to 7, then you start all over. And you will know that 12 is the order of 5. That's what I'm showing you. We cannot make this up. This is no hocus pocus that we're showing here. This is talking about the fifth commandment at verse 12, which is after the order of 5. It says, honor thy father and your mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which Yahweh thy Elohim giveth thee. This is a commandment where the Most High has a sure blessing attached to it right there. A specific blessing attached to it. And like I said, blessings are an increase. And this blessing is specific. He says, if you honor your father and mother, then your days is going to be long. Which means what? Your days is going to be lengthened. Which means your days is going to be increased. The Most High could attach this blessing to any other commandment. But he was specific because he's showing and shining the light to his wonder. The wonder of the fifth day. The wonder of his fifth period. Even his fifth commandment. Everything goes back to the days of the week. I can't talk about the fifth day. I can't talk about the fifth commandment without talking about the fifth year. Let me show you what the Most High said in the fifth year. If you go with me to Leviticus, the 19th chapter, the Most High don't contradict itself. And then when I get actually to the fifth wonder that I'm speaking of today, you're going to understand clearly why this is Yahweh's fifth wonder. Leviticus, the 19th chapter, I'm going to start reading in the 24th verse. And I'm going to start reading at 23 just to get a better understanding. It says, Leviticus 19:23, when you shall come into the land and shall have planted all manner of trees for food, then you shall count the fruit thereof as uncircumcised. 3 years shall it be as uncircumcised unto you. And it shall not be eaten of. But in the fourth year, all the fruit shall be holy to praise Yahweh with you. And if you notice, the first 3 days of the week, we didn't even have a sun. How you going to praise Yah? You don't even have a sun yet to touch your produce. The Most High brought the earth and the seed on the third day, but you had to wait till the fourth day for that sun to get on them seeds and them plants. And if you know about gardening, if that sun and the moon at night, because there's a process with the light of the moon on your fields. If these lights don't touch your plants and your ground, your fruit will be immature. The Most High call it uncircumcised. It's not ready. So we had to wait till the fourth year, because the fourth represents Yah's praise. We had to wait till the fourth year, and then it was holy to praise Yahweh with them. And watch the fifth year in the 25th verse. And in the fifth year shall ye eat the fruit thereof, that it may yield unto you the increase thereof. I am Yahweh your Elohim. And here it is, we're talking about the fifth wonder. The fifth wonder, by putting that fifth on there, we're letting the people know that this wonder represents Yah's increase. Because look at the fifth year. Most High said, now the fifth year, the fruit will yield its increase. It's not going to yield its increase in the fourth year. It's not going to do it in the third year, the second, or the first. You have to wait all the way to the fifth to get the increase. So that's just to show you further. And since we're in Leviticus, I didn't plan to go here, but Leviticus, the 27th chapter, we'll do a saying in the 31st verse. And if a man will at all redeem aught of his tithes, he shall add thereto the fifth part thereof. Why? Because he has to add an increase. You redeemed and took from your tithes. Now you have to pay your tithes back, but you have to add an increase. So the Most High said he had to add a fifth part of whatever he borrowed. And we know a fifth is 20%. So I just wanted to show you that when we speak of this fifth wonder, this wonder has to represent Yahweh's increase. And how can I talk about the fifth day, the fifth commandment, the fifth year, even the law of ball and tithes, which you got to pay a fifth part, without talking about the fifth covenant of the Most High Yah? Go to the book of Jeremiah, the 31st chapter. Jeremiah 31, I'm going to start reading at verse 31. Behold, the day is come, says Yah, that I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Yehudah, not according to the covenant I made with their fathers in the day I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, which my covenant they break. Although I was a husband unto them, says Yahweh, but this shall be the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says Yahweh. I will put my law in their inward parts and write in their hearts, and will be their Elohim, and they shall be my people. And they shall teach no more every man his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, know Yah, for they shall all know me, from the least of them unto the greatest of them, says Yah. For I will forgive their iniquity, and I will remember their sins no more. And before I get right to the meat of the matter, the Most High says that he's going to put the law in their inward parts. And this is why this is so important tonight. This is why this is so important every night, that we're bringing you the truth of the Most High. What you're getting from the Most High every day, even though it's not the fifth day every day, you're getting increase. You're getting blessings. And it's important that we bring this knowledge to you, because the Most High desires us to have truth in our inward parts. You have to have truth in your inward part. And the Most High is revealing truth to us. And now, what you have to do when you learn these truths, you go to your people. You proclaim the truth, because that's what the true saints of the Most High, that's what they're going to do. When they learn something new, we can talk about the same thing every day, but Yahweh got so much knowledge, so much truth, it's an abomination to talk about the same thing every day, when the Most High didn't even do the same thing every day. He did something different every single day. So go ask your brothers and sisters, when the first day come, ask them, what do the first day represent? And if they don't know, now you can tell them. Or you go ask them to, go ask their teachers to tell them. And if the teachers tell the people, man, the first day don't represent that, the second day don't represent that, what these brothers is teaching over there, the scriptures don't say that. Well, I just showed you that the fifth day, the Most High did more creations on that day than any other day. He brought forth things in abundance. What is abundance? It's an increase. He said, I'll bless them so they can be fruitful and multiply. What is this? It's an increase. And why do we use the word increase? Because when you get to the fifth year, Yahweh says increase. When you get to the fifth commandment, Yahweh says long life. Your days will be lengthened. That's an increase. The Most High said, you borrow your tithes, you got to pay back a fifth. Why? Because that's an increase. So they tell you that these days don't represent what we're saying, what we're teaching. Well, ask them, well, what do the days represent? Well, what do you mean what the days represent? Well, they have to represent something. And hold your page there at Jeremiah 31, because we're going back here, but in the book of Ecclesiastes, and I believe it's in the third chapter, the first verse says that everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heavens. And every day is a time. You got the first time, the second time, all the way to the seventh time. Each day is a different time. And the Most High teaches us that there's a purpose to every time. So the question is, when we say, what does these days represent? What are the purposes behind these days? What's the purpose? Why did the Most High say, let there be light? Is it just to have light? Well, you know, when you go through the word of the Most High, the Most High speak of the same light, but it's the light of his laws. And you see the connection of when he said, let there be light, you can't see nothing without light. You don't have no power without light. You don't have no knowledge without light. Now we can see how all these things go back to the first day. The Most High tell us in the Proverbs that he founded the earth upon wisdom and established the heavens with understanding. So you know when he said, let there be light, it wasn't just turning on a light switch. It was knowledge in what he did. It was wisdom in what he did. It was understanding in what he did when he said, let there be light. Now when the Most High turned your light on and opened up your eyes, you can see. Y'all said, let there be light. My goodness. Ask yourself, what day was knowledge created? Yahweh said he created the heavens, the earth, the sea, and all that in them is in 6 days. And on the seventh day, he rested. So what day did he create knowledge, wisdom, understanding? This is why we're showing these wonders. We're showing the order. We're showing the ways and the works of Yah. Forsake your thoughts. Forsake your way. And let's get in tune with Yah's thoughts and Yah's ways. Hallelujah. Back to Jeremiah 31, verse 35, I left off at. Thus says Yah, which giveth the sun for light by day, the ordinances of the moon and the stars for light by night, which divideth the sea when the waves thereof roar. Yahweh host is his name. If those ordinances depart from before me, says Yah, then the seed of Israel also shall cease from being a nation before me forever. Do you think that the Most High didn't have this in his mind when he created the sun for light by day on the fourth day of the week? Do you think he didn't have this in his mind when he created the moon and the stars for lights by night on the fourth day of the week? The Most High knows the ending from the beginning. So we know, if we know our Yahweh, on the fourth day of the week, when he made the sun, the moon, and the stars, that he already had this in his mind. That if these ordinances depart, then the seed of Israel shall cease to be a nation before me. No wonder the fourth day, no wonder Israel is the fourth wonder. That Moray Ishaya beautifully brought out the fourth wonder. The Most High attached the purpose of these lights to the nation of Israel. I know we just think it's just a big old ball of sun, fire, and or mantle, like the heathen say, just some liquid mantle up there with such and such degrees. And if you go a little bit deeper in the sun, you get into some lava. Then you go deeper, you got a core crust. Come on, man. They don't know what's in the middle of a sun. They don't know what the sun represents, neither. They don't know that the sun was created on the fourth day for a purpose. Y'all could have created the sun on the first day, but he didn't. And does Yahweh measure everything he do? Do he blueprint it and measure it all the way out before he even does it? Yes. The Most High tell you that in the book of Deuteronomy, the 32nd chapter, the 4th verse, that the work of Yah is perfect for all his ways, all his works is judgment. And what does judgment mean? It means measure. He measures every single thing. The heavens is measured, the earth, the hills, and the mountains is measured by mass, volumes. I know these are modern words, but this is what Yahweh does. He knows the number of the stars. He knows exactly how many number, even though man can't number it. But that's why the stars are a wonder, because it's something that nobody can do. The sun is a wonder. Moon is a wonder. That's why the day of the fourth day is a wonder, because that's what he did. He created something that nobody can do. And he only needed to do it one time. He put it up there one time, and it's still there. But nobody can do it. Just like nobody can do. Look what he says. Genesis 31, verse 37. Thus says Yahweh, if heaven above can be measured, Yahweh measured it, and I can prove it to you in Isaiah. He said he measured the heavens and the foundations of the earth searched out beneath. I can show you what Yahweh done searched it out of the foundations. He created it. I will also cast off all the seed of Israel for all that they have done, says Yah. And why? Because if you can do this, if you can actually accomplish it, then what Yahweh has done ain't even a wonder. Somebody can come and second it. And if somebody can second it, somebody can third it. Somebody can fourth it. But Yahweh's wonders can only be done once. Yahweh's wonders is only done once. And there is no man that can measure the heavens, that can measure the foundations of the earth. Look what the Most High said in Jeremiah 32. Jeremiah 32, and I'm going to start at and this is basically saying the same thing in this chapter. For time's sake, we're going to keep on moving. But Jeremiah 31, the Most High has said that, listen, his covenant of the day. Matter of fact, I have to find that. Bear with me real quick. Yes, it's verse 25. And I'm right here at it. Let's see. Yeah, I'm in the wrong. It's Jeremiah 33. Excuse me, people. Jeremiah 33, verse 25. Thus says Yah, if my covenant be not with the day. And additional to the day, if my covenant be not with the night. And if I have not appointed the ordinances of heaven and earth, then will I cast away the seed of Yaakov and David my servant, so that I will not take any of his seed to be rulers over the seed of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov. For I will cause their captivity to return and have mercy on them. And we know that the first covenant is the covenant of circumcision. The second covenant is the covenant of Yahweh's Sabbath day. The third covenant is the covenant of Yahweh's, excuse me, I said that wrong. The second covenant is the Ten Commandments. The third covenant is the covenant of the Shabbat day. That's why the first Sabbath was on the third day of the month. The fourth covenant is the covenant of the sure mercies of David. Yahweh promised us by covenant, even the sure mercies of David. And then we get to the fifth covenant, which is the covenant of day. And we know why the covenant of day is the fifth covenant, because how are you going to get any increase without light? In other words, how are you going to get any increase without the day? This is where the increase comes from the light, from the day. So, of course, this will be the fifth covenant. The Most High told us that riches shall not profit in the day of evil, but wisdom shall deliver the righteous in the time of death. And where do wisdom come from? Wisdom come from light. That's the thing that he ushered in on the first day. So you can't talk about the fifth wonder. You can't talk about the fifth wonder without talking about the fifth day. You can't talk about the fifth wonder without talking about the fifth year, the fifth commandment, the law of the fifth part, or even Yahweh's fifth covenant, which is the covenant of day. And now I bring to you Yahweh's fifth wonder. Go to the book of Genesis. And yes, the fifth day is a wonder in itself. And this man that I'm bringing to you today, one of Yahweh's servants, is indeed attached to this day. Go with me to Genesis, the 8th chapter. And I'm going to start reading at verse 1. Elohim remembered Noah. He remembered Noah and every living thing and all the cattle that was with him in the ark. And Elohim made a wind to pass over the earth, and the waters assuaged, and the fountains also of the deep, and the windows of heaven were stopped, and the rain from heaven was restrained, and the waters returned from off the earth continually, and after the end of the 150 days, the waters were abated. And so we know that Noah, which is the fifth wonder of Yah, I know we think just the event that Yahweh did. No, this man that was born during this time that Yahweh has chosen to be a sign, because all Yahweh's wonders are signs. And here it is, this man, Noah, was remembered by Yah. And Yahweh came and did something that he only did one time. Because that's how Yahweh's wonders work. One-time events. And Yahweh said he would never do this again. Because Yahweh's wonders don't work like that. And there is, it's only one Noah. And I don't think you can read a name of another man named Noah in these scriptures. But here it is, Noah was remembered by Yah, and Yahweh destroyed all life from off the earth. Now, if that's not something in abundance, if that's something that's not multiplied, I don't know what multiplication is. I don't know what abundance is. The Most High took out everything because the Most High's anger was increased by the actions of man. And why? Because the wickedness of man was increased, even reached up unto the heavens. But Yahweh remembered this man, Noah, and I'm going to show you why he, because the wicked don't represent his increase. Yahweh's anger at that time is not what he's showing you represent his increase. But let me show you how Noah is Yahweh's fifth wonder and represents Yahweh's increase. Let's skip down just a little bit further. The 16th verse, Genesis 8 and 16, go forth of the ark, thou and thy wife, thy sons and thy sons' wives with thee. Bring forth with thee every living thing that is with thee of all flesh, both of fowl and of cattle and of every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth, that they may breed. What's this word? If you're reading with me, that they may breed abundantly in the earth. And that's why I told you when you got to the fifth day that represents Yah's increase, this is the first time you see that word abundant. And this is what you start seeing. It said that they may breed abundantly in the earth and be fruitful and multiply upon the earth. The same exact three words he used on the fifth day. And watch this. Noah went forth from his sons, his wife, and his sons' wives with him, every beast, every creeping thing, and every fowl, and whatsoever creepeth upon the earth after their kinds, and went forth out of the ark. Skip down with me. So I'm going to show you further. Genesis, the 9th chapter. Because if this didn't go home already, to show you that this man represents Yahweh's fifth wonder. He's the only man of his kind. The Most High delivered the whole earth and replenished, blessed, and replenished the earth through this man. And watch this. Genesis 9, verse 1. Elohim blessed Noah and his sons and said unto them, be fruitful, multiply, finish the earth, and the fear of you and the dread of you shall be upon every beast of the earth, upon every fowl of the air, upon all that moveth upon the earth, and upon all the fishes of the sea, into your hand are they delivered. Every moving thing that liveth shall be meat for you, even as the green herb have I given you all things. But the flesh with the life thereof, which is the blood thereof, shall ye not eat. And skip on down. Watch this. The 7th verse. You shall be fruitful, multiply, bring forth abundantly in the earth, and multiply therein. And Elohim spake to Noah, to his sons with him, saying, behold, I establish my covenant with you, and with your seed after you, and with every living creature that is with you, of the fowl, to the cattle, every beast of the earth with you. From all that go out of the ark to every beast of the earth, I will establish my covenant with you. Neither shall all flesh be cut off any more by the waters of a flood. Neither shall there any more be a flood to destroy the earth. Elohim said, this is the token of the covenant which I make between me and you, every living creature that is with you, for perpetual generations. I set my bow in the cloud. It shall be for a token of the covenant. That's like circumcision, this cutting of the flesh. He said it's a token of the covenant. But you have to read and find out what is the actual covenant. The actual covenant is not the token. The covenant is an agreement that Yahweh has made. And this is his agreement. In the 14th verse, he said, in the 13th verse, it's a token of the covenant between me and the earth. And it shall come to the pass when I bring a cloud over the earth that the bow shall be seen in the cloud. And I will remember my covenant, which is between me, you, and every living creature of all flesh. And the waters shall no more become a flood to destroy all flesh. And the bow shall be in the cloud. Yes, the rainbow, what they call today. And I will look upon it. And they call it the rainbow because the only time they get to see it is when it rains. And Yah said, yes, that's when you're going to see it. When the clouds start coming over, what do the clouds? When you see them clouds coming in, you know what's coming in. It's about to rain. And this happened during the time of Noah. The Most High made this covenant with Noah and with his seed after him. This is how you know this man was the fifth wonder. And all the wonders that we talk about, David, Moses, Abraham, Jacob, whose name was changed to Israel, the nation of Israel. We're talking about Noah. All these men were perfect and upright with the Most High. Because they are wonders of the Most High. And let me show you further what the Most High said. Sixteenth verse, and the bow shall be in a cloud, and I will look upon it that I will may remember the everlasting covenant between Elohim and every living creature of all flesh that is upon the earth. And Elohim said unto Noah, this is the token of the covenant which I have established between me and all flesh. This is not a covenant with me and Israel. This is a covenant with me and all flesh that is upon the earth. And so I wanted to show you that when you look at Genesis, the 8th chapter, when the Most High said in the 17th verse, bring forth with thee every living thing that is with thee, of all flesh, both of fowl and of cattle, and of every creeping thing that creep upon the earth, that they may be breed abundantly in the earth and be fruitful, multiply upon the earth. And when you go to Genesis, the 1st chapter, the 20th verse, no, the 21st verse, Elohim created great whales and every living creature that moveth, which the waters brought forth abundantly after their kind, every winged fowl after his kind. And Elohim saw that it was good. And Elohim blessed them, saying, be fruitful, multiply, and fill the waters, and let the fowl multiply in the earth. And the evening and the morning were the fifth day. So you can see his connection to the fifth day. You can see why he's the fifth wonder. Praise Yah. And go with me to the book of Ezekiel. Because now I'm going to show you the sixth wonder. So we got David, Moses, Abraham, Israel, And number five, we got Noah, Ezekiel, the 14th chapter. And it says, in the 14th verse, though these three men, we just talked about Noah, that's the first one mentioned out of these three. And now we're about to talk about Daniel. Yes, people. Daniel is the sixth wonder of Yahweh. And it's beautiful because Daniel is one of a kind. And I don't know how many men you can read in these scriptures with even the name Daniel. I know we had the son whose name was Dan, but it wasn't short for Daniel. His name was Dan. But how many men do you see that carry the same name until you get to today's times? You got a whole bunch of Daniels today. Bunch of Abrahams today, because we see our fathers and we say, wow, these were great men. These was wonderful men. And we try to name ourselves after them. And a lot of times these names come directly from Yah, because Yahweh might see you as these men. But yes, Daniel is the sixth wonder. And of course, you can't talk about the sixth wonder without going back to the sixth day. And it's beautiful how this unfolds because it's the truth. You say, man, Noah's the fifth wonder, and you can see why he's the fifth wonder. The Most High destroyed every single thing and then replenished abundantly and gave the blessing of abundance to Noah and his family and said, be fruitful, multiply, and all the work that you did, now you can let all of fowls and cattle that you saved, you can let them go so they can breed abundantly now. And that's what his whole work was about. And if you look at Genesis, the first chapter, start reading at the 24th verse. Elohim said, let the earth bring forth the living creature after his kind, cattle, creeping thing, beasts of the earth after his kind, and it was so. And Elohim made the beasts of the earth after his kind, and the cattle after their kind, and everything that creepeth upon the earth after his kind. And Elohim saw that it was good. See, you'll notice something different here. You will notice when the Most High started creating the beasts and the creeping things after their kind that he wasn't using the word abundant like he used on the fifth day, because the fifth day he was creating the creatures that's in the water. And he created the fowls of the air that came out the water. And we know that the earth, even by man's mathematics, but you don't have to go by man's mathematics. You can just look at your own body. You can just look at the earth, period. The earth is more water than land. It's triple, 70% more than land. So you can understand that it's more when it comes to the water versus what he did on land. So that's why you can see he's bringing forth things abundantly on the fifth day. When you start dealing with the fishes and the fowls and the sea creatures and how many birds, they're innumerable. They're innumerable. And you can read that. But he says on the 24th verse, and I left off at 25, Elohim made the beasts of the earth. And then the 26th verse, he says, Elohim said, let us make man in our image, our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowls of the air, over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. And that's what he did on the sixth day. But let's keep reading, because he says in the 27th verse, so Elohim created man in his own image, and the image of Elohim created he him, male and female created he them, and he blessed them. See, the fifth he was blessing, and in the sixth he's blessing. Elohim said unto them, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, subdue it, have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. And you will notice, is using these words with the sixth day, fruitful, replenish, and multiply, because Yahweh's blessing was in the fifth day, and Yahweh's blessing is in the sixth day. But on the fifth day, Yahweh brought forth things in abundance. Even though things on the sixth day will multiply and be fruitful, he never used the word abundantly. The Most High say every word of Yahweh is pure. And so you have to know that the amount of abundance he brought on the fifth day is not the same on the sixth. But you still see the fruitful and the multiply and replenish, because Yahweh has blessed his creatures this day. And over the fowl of the air, over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. And Elohim said in the 29th verse of Genesis 1, behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed, which is upon the face of all the earth, every tree, and which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed, to you it shall be for meat. And, see, he said that's for man, but, and to every beast on earth, and to every fowl of the air, everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein there is life, I have given every green herb for meat, and it was so. Elohim saw everything that he had made. Behold, it was very good, and the evening and the morning were the sixth day. So like I said, you can't talk about the sixth wonder that I'm bringing to you tonight, which is Daniel, without talking about the sixth day. And what did the Most High do on the sixth day? He created beasts upon the earth and the creeping things, and he created man. But see, you got to know the true nature of this day. He didn't just create the beast. He didn't just create man. He blessed the beast that they would be fruitful and multiply. He blessed man that he would be fruitful and multiply. So yes, that's what the six represent. The blessing of man and beast. One or the other. It's a blessing of man and beast. It, like the sixth commandment. Go there real quick. Can't talk about the sixth wonder without talking about the sixth day. And you still have to talk about the sixth commandment. Look at this blessing. Exodus 20. The sixth commandment is the 13th verse. And of course, this is the order of six. If 12 is the order of five, then we know 13, the 13th verse, is the order of six. And we're talking about the sixth wonder, the sixth day. Thou shalt not murder. Why? Because Yahweh, when the sixth came, this is when he blessed man. And this commandment is a blessing for man all the way to this day. And you're going to understand, how is it a blessing all the way to this day for man? If it weren't for this commandment, man would be dropping like flies. And I know you think that, yes, men are dying out here, but there's consequences and repercussions. And without these consequences and repercussions, the amount of death that you will see among man, it would be multiplied without this commandment. Let me show you what the Most High did in the 6 years. Look at this. In the book of Leviticus 25. This is how you know what I'm saying. This is the truth. When I say the sixth day represent the blessing of man and beast, why you think the sixth commandment, the man was blessed? Why you think here in Leviticus 25, watch what the Most High says, the third verse, 6 years thou shalt sow your field, 6 years thou shalt plant your vineyard, and gather in the fruit thereof. But in the seventh year shall be a Sabbath of rest unto the land, a Sabbath for Yah. Thou shalt neither sow thy field nor plant thy vineyard. Yes, the Most High has a whole year that's called the Sabbath. And we know that the Sabbath year is the seventh year. And after the seventh year, it starts back over the first year, the second year, the third year. People, what year are you in? And if you don't know what year you're in, ask your teachers. And if I'm your teacher, if Mori Ishaya is your teacher, if Mori Ishaya is your teacher, then ask us, what is the year that we are in? And praise Yah, we will tell you. It says, that which groweth of his own accord of thy harvest, thou shalt not reap, neither gather the grapes of thy vineyard undressed, for it is a year of rest unto the land. A Sabbath for the land shall be, listen, watch this. The Sabbath of the land shall be meat for you, for thee, for your servants, for your maid, hired servants, strangers. That's the joint among you. But not just for all these men that I'm mentioning, because like I said, the sixth represents the blessing of man and beast. He blessed man and beast when he created them on the sixth day. So he said, listen, the Sabbath is not just going to be meat for your servants and you, the seventh verse, and for your cattle, and for the beasts that's in your land, shall all the increase thereof be meat. And he said, well, that's the Sabbath year. Well, skip yourself down so you can get a better understanding of what the scriptures and Yahweh is showing us. Go to the 18th verse of the same chapter, Leviticus 25. Wherefore ye shall do my statutes and keep my judgments and do them, and ye shall dwell in the land in safety. And his judgments and statutes, you sow the field 6 years, and the seventh, you better let that land rest. That's how Yahweh measured it out. He measured everything. And you're not just going to keep going and going and going and going and going and going and going without completing, without stopping. That's what when you that's no measure. You just non-ending. Most I said, no, you keep my judgments and my statutes, then you're going to dwell safely in the land. The land is going to be good. But watch this. It says, the 19th verse, and the land shall yield her fruit. Ye shall eat your field and dwell therein in safety. And if ye shall say, what shall we eat the seventh year? Behold, we shall not sow, nor gather in our increase. Look what the Most High says in verse 21. Then I will command my blessing upon you in the sixth year, and it shall bring forth fruit for 3 years. And this is when Yahweh commanded his blessing. But look who the blessing is for. Keep reading. Ye shall sow the eighth year and eat yet of old fruit to the ninth year. Until her fruits come in, ye shall eat of the old store. The land shall not be sold. And then you skip on down again to get more understanding. Where we leave off at, we left off at Leviticus 25. 23rd verse, the land shall not be sold forever, for the land is mine, for ye are strangers and sojourners with me, and all the land of your possession shall ye grant a redemption for the land. And for time's sake, I've already shown you what the Most High wanted me to show, and that's in the 6th year, the Most High said he's going to command his blessing. And in the prior verse that you read in this chapter, the Most High said, the Sabbath shall be meat for us. Why is the Sabbath going to be meat when we can't even gather our increase? Well, the Most High said, I'm going to give you the meat in the 6th year. That's how the Sabbath is going to be meat for you, because I'm going to give it to you in the 6th year. And this is going to be a blessing to man and beast. And let me show you even further with the covenant of night. You can't talk about the 6th wonder, which is Daniel, without talking about the 6th day, the 6th commandment, the 6th covenant, the covenant of night. We know that's a covenant. It's the 6th covenant. And of course, the covenant of night. Why is the night the 6th? Well, because the night represents the blessing of man and beast. Because that's what the 6th represent, the blessing of man and beast. Daniel was the 6th wonder. He has to represent the blessing of man and beast. And here it is at night. The Most High said this is when he give man his beloved sleep. His beloved sleep. His rest. And then what else happened at night? He gets to go about in the fields. You'll read that in the book of Psalms 104, verse 20. The beasts get to go about and seek their meat from the Most High Yah. Said the verse 21 said, the young lions lack and suffer hunger, but they seek their meat from Elohim. And they go about at night. So the night for them is a blessing. And the night for man, when he has knowledge, it's a blessing. The land even loves the night, because now the land gets to rest at night. And here we go with Daniel. Let me show you how he represents the wonder of the 6th day. Go with me to Daniel, the 2nd chapter. And this is not going to take long. Daniel, the 2nd chapter. The 27th verse. And let's get to the meat of the matter for time's sake. Daniel 2 and 36. This is the dream. And we will tell the interpretation thereof before the king. Thou, O king, are a king of kings. For the Elohim of heaven, that's Yahweh, it's only one Elohim of heaven, have given thee a kingdom, power, strength, and glory. And wheresoever the children of men dwell, the beasts of the field, the fowls of heaven, have he given into thine hand, and have made thee ruler over them all. Thou art this head of gold that you dreamed of. That this big old statue with a head of gold, and then it get down to the neck area, silver. Then it get down to the stomach area, and it's brass. Then it get down to the legs and feet and becomes iron. This is his dream. He said, but you the gold part, you the head. And you rule over not only just men, but you rule over beasts. And after thee shall arise another king, but it's going to be inferior to thee. And another third kingdom of brass, which shall bear rule over all the earth as well. And a fourth kingdom shall be strong as iron, for as much as iron break in pieces and subdue all things, and as iron that break of all these, shall it break in pieces and bruise. And let's skip down. Verse 44 says, and in the days of these kings shall Elohim of heaven set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed. And the kingdom shall not be left to other people, but it shall break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms, and it shall stand forever. He said, but for as much as thou sawest that the stone was cut out of the mountain without hands, and that it break in pieces the iron or brass, the clay and the silver, and the gold, the great Elohim have made known to the king what shall come to pass. And so, what happened? The king done got this man Daniel, which was raised up by Yah, which is undoubtedly his sixth wonder, then raised this man up to do this with this king. Yahweh don't do anything for nothing. And here it is. This is the greatest heathen king that's ruled the earth. Even the kings of Israel didn't have the power that this king had, because the Most High put the whole earth under his hands. So the king in 46 verse, King Nebuchadnezzar fell upon his face and worshiped Daniel, commanded that they should offer oblations and sweet odors unto him. And the king answered Daniel and said, of a truth it is, your Elohim is the Elohim of Elohims. He is the King of Kings, a revealer of secrets, seeing thou couldest reveal this secret. Then the king made Daniel a great man, not only a great man, but gave him great gifts and made him a ruler over the whole province of Babylon. This is just like Joseph, when Pharaoh took off his ring and made him a Pharaoh. Said, man, you, everything is in your hands. So here it is, Daniel, a prophet that actually ruled the whole earth. He ruled the province of Babylon, and he was above the chief of the governors of all the wise men of Babylon. And since he was set up at top and nobody was higher than Daniel but Nebuchadnezzar, Daniel requested of the king, and he set his boys, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, is what they call them. And they ran the affairs. They was over the affairs of the province of Babylon. And so now you can see further. Watch this. In Daniel, the fourth chapter. So I can get right to the point and show you where the wonder come in. And I'm going to let you know the sign behind it. It says, because King Nebuchadnezzar had another dream. And this is the dream. In the 10th verse, there were the visions of my head and my bed. I saw and behold a tree in the midst of the earth, and the height thereof was great. The tree grew and was grown. The height thereof reached unto heaven. The sight thereof to the end of all the earth. This tree is done covered even all the ends of the earth. This tree done reached up to heaven. This tree done grew strong. The leaves thereof were fair. The fruit thereof was much. And in it was meat for all. The meat was for all in this tree. And why is this tree grown up like this? Let's keep reading. The leaves thereof in the 13th verse. No, the 12th verse. The leaves thereof were fair. Where did I leave off? The 12th verse, the leaves thereof were fair, the fruit thereof much, and in it was meat for all. The beasts of the field had shadow under it as well. The fowls of the heaven dwelt in the abodes thereof, and all flesh was fed of it. Ain't that what the Most High does when the sixth come? When the sixth day came, he blessed man and beast and the fowl. Sixth commandment, he blessed man. The sixth covenant, he blessed man and beast. And here it is, the sixth wonder. Daniel is ruling under this man, King Nebuchadnezzar, but he the one running the kingdom. No wonder, ever since he done put everything in Daniel's hand, no wonder Nebuchadnezzar done grew and got so blessed. Look what it says. I saw in the visions of my head upon my bed, and behold, a watcher and the Holy One. Now watch this. And he says, In the 20th verse, Daniel said to the king, the tree that thou sawest, which grew and was strong, whose height reached unto the heaven, and the sight thereof to all earth. The whole earth can see this tree. It was so big. It was like the whole earth can see the moon and the sun. It says, whose leaves, in the 21st verse, whose leaves were fair, fruit thereof much, and in it was meat for all, under which the beasts of the field dwelt, and upon the whole branches of the fowls of the heaven, and had their habitation. It is thou, O king, that art grown and become strong, for thy greatness is grown, and reaches unto heaven, and thy dominion to the end of the earth. And whereas the king saw a watcher, so the most he let him know, like, man, you this tree, you done grown. I know you was at one place at one time, but man, now you done really grown. And he started growing ever since he took Daniel, that first vision he had. And he said, man, he started worshiping Daniel and put Daniel over the province. And Daniel got his three brothers to help him. Now this kingdom done got great. And up under this kingdom, it said it's meat for all. The whole earth was blessed at this time because you had a blessed kingdom. When nobody suffering, when no the beasts weren't suffering, the fowls of the air weren't suffering. Because at this time, the sixth wonder was ruling. And this is the last thing, because the sign behind the sixth wonder was to show you this. If you go to, we in Daniel 4. And this is what you want to know today. Hold your page at Daniel 4. These letters are so small. I'm going to have to get some glasses or a bigger book because I'm looking right here at the verse in my face. Daniel, the fourth chapter, the 32nd verse. They shall drive thee from men. Thy dwelling shall be with the beasts of the field, because this tree got cut down. It says, they shall make thee to eat grass as oxen. You about to learn how it feels to be a beast. Seven times shall pass over thee until thou know. This is the sign behind this wonder. The Most High took a kingdom and made it great, made it greater than any kingdom that came after. You had gold, then the next king that ruled the whole earth, yes, it did, but it was silver. That's a downgrade. The next one came and ruled the whole earth, it did, but it was brass. That's a downgrade. And then it got the iron. That's a downgrade. And of course, the last one was a stone cut out the mountain. The gold and silver and brass and iron don't have nothing on. Matter of fact, the Most High said that stone broke it all in pieces. Like a diamond. You can't do nothing. These metals don't have nothing on a diamond. But he says, listen, until thou know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men and giveth it to whomsoever he will. This is why the Most High raised Daniel up, so he can raise this kingdom up, so he can give the people his truth that the six not only represents Yahweh's blessing of man and beast, but also, I don't care how great a kingdom get, I don't care how much I bless a kingdom, I rule in the kingdom of men. And there has been no kingdom greater than the golden kingdom. The original Babylon that had streets of gold. And so there you have it. The fifth wonder of Yah is Noah. The sixth wonder of Yah is Daniel. They are one-hit wonders. There is no other man like them. And they represented Yah's increase and Yah's blessing to man and beast. Till tomorrow, Yahweh loves you. So do I. Shalom, shalom.
To you, my Yadu, I lift up my soul. And trusting you, he always kept me whole.
Uh-huh.
And left my enemies deep in their holes. Let none that wait on Yahweh be ashamed. But shame on those who sin without a cause. Show me your ways, please teach me your laws. Oh Elohim, of my salvation. I'm staying down impatient. As a child, all the while I'm waiting. Remember not the sins of my youth.